Cape Talk
Entertainment News.
It is a pleasure to welcome another spectacular guest to the show. I'm really being spoiled this afternoon because if you haven't yet seen the play At Her Feet, you will be excited, I hope, and to know that it's coming back to the Baxter Golden Arrow studio later this week. For the first, I can't believe it's the first time in 14 years.
It
Nadia, is that
it
correct?
Is, that's right.
Doesn't
that's
seem like it's been anything like that long.
For me too.
Yeah. Sorry, the Nadia in the background, of course, is Nadia Davids, director and associate professor at UCT's English department, whose work this is, and it's such a special story around how this play came into being in the first place. Nadia, can we start there before we talk
sure.
about the new run?
Thanks so much for having me, Pippa.
Oh,
it's wonderful to be here. So I think I started writing the play in 2002, and I was a drama student at the time, and the world was sort of reeling from the events of post 9/11, and the sort of the drumbeat of war was beginning, and there were all these images of Muslim women everywhere on kind of televisual display, and they were always oppressed and always swathed in fabric, and they had nothing to do with the women that I'd grown up with and the women I'd been raised by and by any of the women in my community. And I wanted to make a piece of work that sort of responded to this, that pushed back against that sort of fashioning. And Conisa Adams and I had been friends for a couple of years by then. We'd met in high school, and I knew instinctively and immediately that she was the person I wanted to make this piece of work with. And I decided to write a one-woman show, and I wrote it for her. And these characters just kind of bubbled up. And they're, you know, we're so fond of them. We're in rehearsal at the moment, and it's we say it's like hanging out with our 24-year-old selves. but I know.
I'm trying to think whether that would be in any way a pleasurable experience.
It's been both pleasurable. And infuriating in different ways. So we had I developed this array of characters. We took the text into rehearsal and we put the show on at the Arena Theatre. And we were very lucky because we had two wonderful mentors at the time. Lara Bai came to watch it and gave us feedback. But then Manny Manham came and he was the artistic director at the Baxter at the time. And within a couple of months, he moved the show to the theatre. Yeah.
What a story. And here we are 14 years later. You've taken it all over the world, haven't you?
Yeah, it's played in lots of different places, but we're so thrilled to bring it back home. It's the first time Conisa and I have lived in the same city for, I think, 12 years. So there's a particular kind of joy in that as well. And although the show is played in other places and it's always been received with the kind of recognition and excitement and joy and warmth, we feel very strongly that it's very much about Cape Town. And it's a show that belongs very much in Cape Town and to Cape Town. So there's this feeling of, you know, being able to reintroduce it to its old audience, but then also have this new generation of people come and watch it. And some of them are, I guess, young people have only ever read the text at school. They've never actually seen it performed. And we're excited.
It's very timeless as well. I mean, as much as it might be of Cape Town and for Cape Town, it strikes me that this is the perfect time to bring a play like this back.
Yeah, I mean, that's tragic as well, isn't it? Because, of course, the play does deal very specifically with ideas of Islamophobia. So there's a relevance to it, which is depressing. But at the same time, there's also something about having this array of very different women characters, you know, this kind of the auntie who you might think is, you know, full of all kinds of flaws, and she is, but in fact, she in some ways has the most interesting story. There's the religious travel agent who's struggling with the fact that she's been told to take her scarf off at work. There's we call her the Che Guevara worshipping slam poetess. And then there's the storyteller, Sarah. And what's really kind of lovely is that I think there's also a way of connecting with all these characters outside of the political framework. So the work is political and it's underpinned by that, but it's also very funny, and Conisa is incredibly funny, and she's very warm, and she's got this amazing range and depth, and so the audience is really invited into that space, I think. And we've always been very lucky in that we've had a wonderfully diverse audience. I think Conisa says she's never not looked out at the audience in the middle of performance and not seen a multicultural, multiracial, intergenerational audience. And that's very special, I think.
I can't wait to see it again because it has been, I think, 12, 13 plus years for me since I saw it. And I sit here going, that was before I had kids. My whole life perspective has changed in the intervening. I'm sure there must be many people feeling that way. Would you like people to come and see it again as well as having new audiences exposed to it?
Yeah, I think that would be really wonderful to see. You know, how does it, you know, we laugh about the fact that we feel closer to certain characters now than we did then. I mean, just in terms of age, we are now actually closer to like the auntie character in age than we are to the radical student character. So there's something funny that's happened for us in that as well. But we, you know, it's it's fascinating for me to watch as the director, because I see Carnita kind of adding a different gravitas and depth to her performance that comes with age. You know, it comes with maturity and with experience. And so you see how a piece of art has a life of its own.
That's fascinating. Now, somebody's SMS'd asking whether you have changed the script at all. Or is it exactly the same as before?
No, such an interesting question. Yeah. We actually decided really early on that this was a period piece and that it was born out of a very particular moment, and that moment had to be about 9/11. And so we didn't, and being in a post 9/11 world. And so we've tweaked here and there. We've made small kind of subtle changes, but nothing particularly dramatic. So it exists in a particular moment. And I mean, also somebody asked me this as well the other day, and I kind of laughed and said, you know, I don't think any of my characters could keep up with the news cycle at the moment anyway. So, yeah.
So At Her Feet has not become Under His Eye or Under His Hair.
Yeah, quite.
Yeah, okay. Again, it's so a piece that was so of its time in 14 years ago, yeah, to keep it of its time in 2018.
Right.
How big a challenge was it for you? What were the biggest hurdles for you in saying, we're going to take it and bring it back, right, and do it largely unchanged from a perspective of the script?
Well, we've kept the play kind of running at different moments in time while we've both lived out of Cape Town. You know, we had quite a long run at the Market Theatre in 2009, and then it's been in London and Amsterdam. And during that time, we never made any changes either. Mm. And there's something, I think, about letting a text sit and be where it was first made and formed, and letting it speak to this moment as well. And so those kinds of conversations and connections, I think, are made between the audience and the performer, right? There's something kind of lovely and magical that takes place in a room. It's funny for me to go back, because it almost feels like a diary entry of some kind. Yeah.
I'm being told, Nadia, that this is the last time that you're going to bring it back. Is that absolutely emphatically with a at the end of the sentence, the final verdict?
This is what the actress tells me. I have to listen to what the star, Carnita, says. It's the last time for her. So it might not be the last time that the show is done, or that we do the show together.
Okay.
Maybe we'll do it with another performer at another time. But for her, she feels that it's the final time she's going to perform it. Yeah. So it's the last time to see it in its original form,
okay,
and as it was intended, and the person that it was written for.
Which means, yeah, Cape Town,
this
please
is it.
Book now. Let's go through some of the details. You open on Thursday at the Baxter,
we have a preview on Thursday.
Preview
and
on
Friday
Thursday
is the opening.
Yeah. Okay. And running into early December, the 8th of December is the closing day. Is it a daily performance?
There are performances every day, and there's a matinee on a Saturday.
Okay.
Well.
So Saturday's 3 yes. p.m., 8:15 in the evenings. Tickets 100 Rand to 180 Rand a head, which you buy through web tickets or at Pick and Pay stores, or I assume at the Baxter
yes.
box office itself.
Yes,
yeah.
correct.
Baxter Golden Arrow Studio is the venue. Anything else we need to know in terms of the sort of nitty-gritty? Is there an age restriction for the show, Nadia?
There is. We recommend that nobody under 12 comes.
Under 12, okay.
Yes, yeah.
It was spectacular when I saw it years ago. I can't wait to come and see it again, Nadia. I'm very excited that you brought it back that you've brought it back with Carnita. Thank you so much for popping into studio to share the good news with us.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a delight to be here.
The show is called At Her Feet and starring Carnita Adams. You've been listening to the creator of the piece, Nadia Davids. It's on at the Baxter Golden Arrow from the 22nd of November to the 8th of December.